In Libya, fighting is still raging around the besieged western city of Misrata. And near the Tunisian border, the rebel-held town of Zintan is under attack by forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. One front line that has been out of the headlines recently is in the east, and that's where NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from today.
I'm standing on the western edge of the city of Ajdabiya, across the brown desert. In front of me, 25 miles in the distance, is the front line. It's eerie here, though. It almost feels like a forgotten war. The battle lines are static. Neither the rebels or Gaddafi forces can advance. The only vehicles I'm seeing moving around are the rebel-driven pickup trucks with weapons mounted on the back. There seems no sense of momentum, though. This part of the conflict, at least for now, seems on hold.
Ibrahim Naas is manning a checkpoint near the front lines.
What did you used to do, Ibrahim? Were you always a soldier or?
Drive taxi.
Despite rebel propaganda that frontline fighters are now highly trained former soldiers, the men here are volunteers from all walks of life with seemingly little experience. Ibrahim has been here for about 6 weeks. But something crucial has changed. Ibrahim says the rebels are now coordinating with NATO. NATO, he says, has told them not to advance, and so now their lines are holding just outside the city. He says the advantage is that the new buffer zone keeps the rebels and civilians safe, but the downside is that a stalemate is settling in. He says, though, that they have gotten the go-ahead for a new offensive towards the town of Brega in the coming days. At Ajdabiya's main hospital, doctors confirm they are bracing for a new round of fighting. Right now, though, the hospital's halls, which were once stained with blood, are spotless and empty.
These days, quiet. The place is quiet.
Ajdabiya has been won and lost several times since the uprising began. The hospital bears the scars. It's pockmarked with bullet holes. Dr. Mohamed Abdul Karim has been working here throughout. Before the rebellion, the hospital had a staff of 130. But now?
About 7 or 8 doctors only in the hospital stay with us here.
And you're staying here, though. Why?
Yes,
why are
yes.
you staying here? What
I mean? I am from Ajdabiya, and so I will. You should stay.
But this frontline city is a ghost town these days. Everything is shuttered. Buildings have holes in them from tank rounds. The streets are littered with twisted metal from the remains of the tanks themselves, shattered in NATO airstrikes. One of the few concentrations of people is at the bakery. It's one of the only shops open in the city. Salah Mohammed is standing in line. He's 25 and is staying alone at his house to protect it from looters. The situation is very unstable, he says. There's no safety, and there are shortages of everything: gas, food, water. Almost everyone has fled to the rebel stronghold of Benghazi, about 2 hours' drive away. He left too, the last time Gaddafi's troops took the city. Salah Mohammed says Gaddafi's troops are still only a few dozen miles to the west.
Is he worried that Gaddafi's forces could come in here again?
He says, at any moment. And with a possible new offensive in the works here in the east, Salah Mohammed says he will flee his home once again if the fighting comes back to Ajdabiya. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.